With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Very snowy weekend for much of the nation, as many as 24 states affected by a giant winter storm that's dropping sleet, rain, snow, all kinds of nasty precipitation. There have been power outages already across the South beginning yesterday. President Trump has declared emergency declarations in at least a dozen states. 140 million people could be affected before it's all over Sunday night. Two prominent women have launched political campaigns in Minnesota. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Former NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya kicked off her campaign for the U.S. Senate last week. She's seeking the GOP nomination for the Minnesota seat being vacated by retiring Democratic Senator Tina Smith. Tafoya has long been active in the state's Republican politics. Meanwhile, Democratic U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar has filed paperwork to run for governor of Minnesota, positioning herself to succeed Governor Tim Walz, who announced earlier this month that he will not seek a third term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A prominent civil rights attorney and at least two other people involved in an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church have been arrested. DOJ senior advisor Alina Haba says that those who want to protest against ICE must do so lawfully.
And when you go into a church where people are worshiping, there's a law against doing things like that. If you'd like to peacefully protest in America, of course we welcome that. If you'd like to call your Senate, call Congress, put your complaint into your representative, that's why we have those individuals. There are ways to peacefully protest, to exercise your First Amendment right to speech. There are laws, though, that cannot be broken.
She made her comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. The global music industry hit 5.1 trillion streams in 2025, according to a year-end report by Luminate. It's a new single-year record, up 9.6% from 2024. While streams of new music songs released in the last 18 months were slightly down from the same time last year, Christian and gospel music defied the trend. The uptick in those genres was led by acts such as Forrest Frank, Brandon Lake, and Elevation Worship. In Luminate's year-end report, Christian and gospel continue to expand in the U.S. It's been just over a year since Syrian dictator Bashar Assad was driven from power by a coalition of Muslim radicals. Assad provided a measure of protection for Christians in the country, and it's unclear what the future will hold. International Christian Concern says, quote, "The situation and safety of believers in Syria continues to be precarious. Although the new government has vowed to foster an inclusive nation that protects all people of various faiths, thus far the actions of the security forces prove otherwise." This is SRN News. Toyota, normally known for reliability you can count on, as they say, but as Bob Agnew reports, the automaker needs to make a few repairs.
Toyota announced Friday it would recall about 162,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. That's after it was discovered that the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise driver safety. The recall affects the company's model year 2024 through 2025 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid line of trucks. The company says affected customers are currently being notified. Toyota sold nearly 150,000 Tundra trucks in the U.S. in 2025. Bob Agner reporting.
Sports news, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike McCarthy have reached a verbal agreement for McCarthy to become the club's next head coach. He's a Pittsburgh native and would replace Mike Tomlin, whose surprise departure created just the third job opening in Pittsburgh since 1969. Tomlin stepped down earlier this month. This is SRN News.